Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast.
I wanted to talk to you for a few moments today about the idea that follow the star isn't just a show, but that you have a star to follow. That you have a calling on your life. You have a purpose on your life. That God has given every single one of us a star to follow and a life to live, a destiny to achieve. The story in Luke starts here at Luke 2:14. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Peace has come to humanity. In this moment of the story, it's when the skies are ripped open and they're filled with angels singing and praising God, and they show up to some shepherd boys, the night crew, the night shift, watching these sheep, and they're like, a Savior's come. Jesus has come. You can find him if you go look for him. He's in a manger. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes, and you got to worship him. You got to go. You got to see what has come, because peace has come to humanity. Peace has come to mankind. Before we understand and before we even have a chance to pursue and to follow the star that we were created to follow, we each have to individually find peace. You see, it's going to be required. Peace is required for the journey ahead. The sad thing is, if you look around our world today, most of us, if not maybe all of us, are struggling to find peace. Depression's at an all-time high. Anxieties are at all-time highs. Over-the-counter medications at an all-time high. Alcoholism's on the rise. You see, more and more people are looking for ways to find peace for a moment because they're struggling to find peace for their lives. So if I could just have one more drink or one more medication, or I need this or I need that, or maybe some of us in here today are saying, I don't look to that to feel better, but maybe you're looking for another raise or another promotion or another public success to make you feel like, as long as I'm a success, I'll feel peace for the moment. Or maybe it's another relationship and you've gone from one boyfriend to one boyfriend, from one girlfriend to the next, from one marriage to the next, and you're looking to find peace. You're looking to find satisfaction. You're looking to fill that gap that's in your soul, because all of us were created and are required to live with peace. And so we're looking for peace, but we're finding it to be fleeting. It feels good for the moment. It feels good for the night. It feels good for the weekend. It's there for a moment, but it leaves so quickly. But here we learn that peace isn't a moment, peace isn't a feeling, peace isn't an emotion, peace isn't success, peace isn't money. You can't find peace in a person. You can't find peace in the next relationship. Only the peace that you're looking for is found in Jesus. You see, peace has come, and you can have it. And not only can you have it, you're going to need it to live the life that you were created to live the life that you're called to live. Peace is going to be required. Too many of us are living too much of our lives looking for what Jesus has already tried to give. And we're looking for in all of these areas, these people, these things, these substances. But it came in Jesus. Peace has come. I don't know if you think this is going to be good news or bad news, but I'm here. But the life you were called and created to live isn't an easy life. I think it's good news. Some people might think it's bad. I think I was created to live a life that's going to take some guts. It's going to take some faith. It may take some battles, but it's because I was created to live a life full of victories. The problem with victories is they require battles. The problem with testimonies is you got to rise up and overcome. And you were created to be a victorious person. You were created to live a life full of victories, full of celebrations, full of overcoming, full of mountaintops. The problem with mountaintops is you got to climb up to them. And too many of us in the pursuit of peace have given up our pursuit of victory because we're just looking to feel good in the moments. And so we've given up the star that God has called us to follow only in pursuit of feeling good in the moment. Peace will be required for the journey God's called you to live. You see, God's called you to follow your star. In Luke 1:28, the story of Christmas starts here. With a 15-year-old, they estimate Mary was 15 at the moment, pursuing her star. We're going to read it together. They're going to throw it on our screens, Luke 1. It says, having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. Underline that, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his sayings and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor. There it is again, favor with God. Now let me evaluate this. Let me just kind of break this down for a second. There's an angel that didn't knock, just shows up inside her house. 50-year-old girl's like, hold up. What are you doing in my house? And what kind of manner of greeting is this? Big old angel shows up, is like, highly favored one. You're so blessed. You're so favored. You're the most favored of all women. No one has been more favored than you. Let me tell you why you're so favored. You're going to conceive. You're not going to know a man, but you're going to get pregnant, and you're going to bear a son. He's going to save the world. Woo! Yeah. Angel's like, nailed it. Word for word. That's what I was told to say. Boom. Dropped it. Mary's like, excuse me? Let me back this up. Let me make sure that I'm hearing what you're saying correctly. You're saying that I'm 15, I'm right now, I'm gonna get pregnant. I'm not gonna know a man, but I'm gonna get pregnant. You're not telling anyone else but me about this? And you think that's favor? So let me, she's like, I don't know if you're from around here. It doesn't look like you are. It looks like you're from somewhere else. And we don't, around here, we don't break into people's houses starting. And then we don't tell people that it's like a good deal when they find out that they're going to get pregnant, but it's not in their marriage. And in the culture that she's in, the husband could have had her stoned to death in that moment. She's like, let me break this down for you. Little angel, I think you've missed it, but I don't know if that sounds like favor. That's like me showing up on Christmas Day and be like, I have the world's greatest gifts. Burden for you, burden for you, heartbreak for you, struggle for you. No, that is not favor. This angel shows up as like a favored one. You're going to be with child from the Most High. No one else is going to know about it. Everyone else thinks you're going to get pregnant out of wedlock. Woo! Yes, so much favors on your life. Man, Mary, you're so lucky. See, here's where you get catch. For you to follow your star, there's going to be a moment in your journey that you're going to have to accept God's favor when you don't feel like it looks like favor. You know what it's going to look like? Faith, risk. It's gonna look like a burden. It's gonna look heavy. It's gonna look hard. It's gonna look like maybe you should call someone else, God, because I don't know if I could carry that. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't think you got the right person. Maybe you should look, no, maybe you should pass on me. Maybe you should give me the lotto ticket, but not the burden. Maybe you should give me an easier pass, but this one looks a little too hard to carry, God. I'm not sure if you understand what favor is, but this doesn't look like favor. This looks like a struggle. This looks like weight. This looks like a cross to carry. I'm pretty sure that crosses aren't blessings. And the angel said, no, don't be mistaken. This is favor. This is from God. For you to follow the star God's called you to follow, you're gonna have to carry something that you're sometimes not ready to carry. It's gonna take your faith. It's going to take some conviction. It's going to say, not my will, but your will be done. Because too many of us in here today, too many of us watching online, have been praying for God to use us and close the door every time God shows up. Because every time he shows up, it requires our faith. And we keep waiting for him to show up and make it look easy. And we keep saying, no, when God shows up, it's going to be easy. And God's like, I don't show up to easy roads. I can show up to faith walks. And so if you ain't ready to walk by faith, you're not ready to walk the road I've called you to walk. And so when he showed up to Mary, he said, this is what favor looks like when it comes from heaven. It looks like risk. It's going to take courage. And it's going to take all of your faith to accept the favor that I'm trying to give. Many of us today have closed the door on favor over and over and over in our life because it looked like risk. So to follow the road that you're called to walk, to follow the star that God has for you in your life, you're going to have to realize that favor doesn't always look like a free pass. It's going to take your faith. It's going to take your guts. It's going to take you saying, not my will, God, but your will be done. Use me. Flow through me. Let me be a light in a dark world. Favor might look like you're going to overcome some generational curses. Favor on your life might mean they, no one else in your family is saved but you, and God has favored you to be the one, to be the light in a dark place. Maybe favor on you is like God's going to use you to pave a road that has never been created or established before. Maybe God's going to use you in missions. Maybe God's going to use you in giving. Maybe God's going to flow through you to give $1 million. Maybe he's going to use you to do something that you've never seen done before, but it's going to take your faith and your risk and your courage to take the favor that God is trying to give you. But too many of us in church today have closed the door on the favor that showed up to our life. In Matthew 1:18, it's the moment where the angel shows up to Joseph. You can read that later. But the angel shows up to Joseph. He's like, Joe, don't leave Mary now. This is of God. The baby and Mary is of God. Don't leave her. Stay with her. Because it says that he was considering to leave Mary. Now you have to understand culturally what's going on here. In that time, historically, when they were betrothed, they were legally married. But not until the wedding night would the lady leave her father's home and move into the man's home. That's why he was thinking, I'll divorce her and put her away quietly. Because legally, they were already connected. But everyone in their town knew she was still living with her father. Here's the kicker. Everyone, he could see, because they're not living together, but he could see that she's pregnant. Like, you ain't hiding that baby. It was there. Joe saw it. He's like, I think I'm going to put her away quietly. Why? So he was betrothed to her. He's like, I'm just going to disconnect him. Angel's like, don't do this, Joe. Don't do this. Here's the part that always stresses me out when God speaks to me. God never speaks to everyone else for me. Y'all ever felt this way? Like when God tells me to take a step of faith, he forgets to tell you about my step of faith. When God tells you to witness to someone, he forgets to tell the person that you're supposed to witness to. So they're just looking at you like, what are you talking about? Man, it would be really easy if God were to tell everyone else what he told me to do as well. See, here's what happens in this moment. God doesn't tell the rest of the community about Mary and Joseph. He just tells Joseph. You see, in this moment, Joseph was going to have to accept opposing culture the rest of his life to follow the star that God had him follow. You see, the rest of Joe's life, he'd walk into town with Jesus and I was like, oh, that's Joe. Jesus don't look nothing like him, does he? Why? Because God didn't tell the rest of the family that Joe was following Jesus. He didn't tell his parents. He didn't tell the grooms. He didn't tell the friends. Everyone else in Joe's life had to question, Joe, are you going crazy? Do you know that this girl's pregnant without you? Like you want us to believe that it was the Lord. It's still crazy today. You've read the story of Mary, and if it happened in your life, you'd be like, you're crazy. Liar. You see, to follow your star, you're going to have to stand in the face of pressures and cultures that will try to push you back to giving up your faith. There's going to be a part of your journey that to follow your star, you have to oppose the pressures around you. You're going to have to press against the culture around you. You're going to have to say, I know what I heard. I know where God's called me to. I know what God told me to do. And I will follow God even at the risk of looking silly, even at the risk of looking stupid, even at whatever culture tries to push me down. I will not kneel to culture because Jesus has called me and I will follow the star that I was told to follow. Joseph in that moment had to make a decision. Will I follow the calling on my life? Or will I give into pressure, opposition? Will I give into the status quo? Will I give into what others think? Or will I follow my own convictions? Many of us today have to do the same thing. To follow your star. To follow the calling on your life, the destiny on your life, the star that God has called you to follow. You will have to rise above the culture around you, maybe the family around you, maybe the workplace around you, maybe the students around you, the school around you. You have to rise above and say, listen, I will not give in or bow to what you are telling me to do. I will follow the star that God has put in my life. It's gonna take courage to accept his favor. It's going to take courage to follow the star, even in the opposition and the cultures around. And lastly, Matthew 2, 1 through 11. It's the part of the Christmas story of the wise men. It says that the wise men have been traveling from the east. They estimate that the journey was over 2 years. And they come into Jerusalem. And the story, the verses literally say that the whole town, all of Jerusalem was stirred. There was a commotion in the town. Why? Because there was more than just three men that showed up. It was a caravan of people that coming, looking for this king, looking for the savior, looking for the king that was just born. I think there's a lot of us in this room. I think there's a few of us that are watching right now that are going to relate to this. I think this is for you. The wise men show up and they say, where did the star go? Have you seen the star of the new king? Do you ever feel like the star that you're following keeps disappearing? Have you ever felt like God's voice gets a little quiet sometimes? Have you ever felt like God's directions gets a little weak? Like, God, where are you? I can't hear you anymore. I don't sense you anymore. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Like, God, where did the star go? I've been pursuing it, and I felt like I was called to this journey, to this road, and I've been following it, but now I don't know where you are. Are you still using me, God? Have you still called me, God? Do you still love me, God? Are you still hearing my prayers, God? Where did you go, God? These wise men come into the city and say, listen, we've been pursuing this star for years, but we don't know where it went. Where did the star go? Like, we don't know. They say, the king gathers his wise men, like, read the old prophets and where would the star have appeared? And then they tell him, I think this would be over this town. And they set off, and all of a sudden it says the star reappears over the child's home. And they show up. They worship Jesus. They estimate that Jesus would have been about 2 years old at this moment. Y'all, the wise men missed the party by 2 years. Two years, y'all, they're late. But they didn't stop. They kept pursuing. They kept seeking. They kept looking. They didn't quit. They didn't lose heart. Would you quit? Would you bail on the calling God has in your heart? Would you give up if it got too long? Would you give up if it took too long? Would you give up if God disappeared? Would you give up if you lost the star? Would you give up if it got dim? Would you quit? Would you allow someone to convince you that it wasn't of God, that it wasn't your plan, that it wasn't your purpose? Would you let someone or culture convince you that God can't use you? And don't you know your past? And don't you know where you've been? And don't you know what you've done? Don't you know who you are? No, there's no star for your life. There's no calling for your life. Will you believe the haters, or will you say, no, there is a star that I've called to pursue, and I will keep following this star until I find Jesus, until I reach destiny, until I get to the place that God has called me to. I will not give up. Will you keep following the star even when it disappears? Will you keep following when you're like, Jesus, I can't hear your voice. I can't sense you. I don't know where you've been. But I'm not gonna quit. Will you keep following the star? think there's a lot of us in here today, and we feel like that star has gotten dim sometimes. It's been out of reach sometimes. It's moved sometimes. And you're saying, God, can you still use me? Do you still have a plan for me? Do you still have purpose for me? Do you still have destiny for me? Listen, if you're in here and you're retired, there's still a star for you to follow. If you're a stay-at-home mom, there's still a star for you to follow. If you're just taking a step of faith as a student, there's a star for you to follow. If you're just starting a company, there's a star for you to follow. If you feel missions and pastoring a mission and worship on your heart, there's still a star for you to follow. If you're a teacher, there's a star for you to follow. If there is breath in your lungs here today, there is a star for you to follow. God has got more for you. He's got a purpose and a plan and a mission and destiny for you. Will you keep following the star that God has for you? It took faith for the wise men to get there that day. They had to pursue for years. They looked for years. They wouldn't give up for years. They wouldn't lose heart for years. Even when it looked dim, even when it looked faint, even when it had disappeared, they would not quit seeking. It took faith for those wise men to follow their star. And it's going to take faith for you to follow your star too. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes today? Online, would you join us in this moment of prayer? Before we leave today, I want to pray for every single person in this room and every single person connected with us online that doesn't know Jesus. I want to pray for you to start a relationship with Jesus today, if that would be all right. If you're here today and you've never started a relationship with Jesus, you've never made him the Lord and Savior of your life, this is your moment. This is your day. Or maybe you're in here, you're in the room, you're watching online, and you're like, listen, I had followed a star. I had been following Jesus, but I've drifted away, and I need to recommit my life to him today. Well, I'm talking to you as well. So with no one looking around, I'm not going to be saying anything. I'm not going to come forward. I'm just going to pray for you right where you're at. But if I could pray for you to connect with Jesus or to recommit your life to him today, with no one looking around, would you shoot your hand in the air so I can see who we're praying for today? Can I just see who we're talking to right now? If this is for you, if this prayer is for you, would you lift up your hands with boldness and let me see. I see your hand and your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. There's hands all across the sanctuary. Who else, before we leave, say, you're talking to me? This is for me. This is a moment for me. Online, I can't see your hands, but I know heaven can. So wherever you're watching from, if this is for you, would you lift up your hand as well to heaven? That's amazing. That's amazing. You guys can put your hands back down. If you lifted your hand, would you make this prayer your personal prayer today?
Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.